recorded live in Austin, Texas, which I'm sure is the epicenter of Hasidic reggae. Matis Yahu, King Without a Crown on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Matis Yahu, who will be coming to town in February. If you want to check out the WBCN website at WBCN.com for all your concert information, you can feel free to do that. It's Neanderthal congratulating and sloppy wet tongue kissing and not at all in a gay way. Our winner for today, $50 Circuit City gift certificate. Brian from North Reading entered at WBCN.com and got hooked up with the Circuit City guarantee. Basically, got a $50 gift certificate that you can use now if you shop online and then pick the in-store pickup deal. You can use that gift certificate if you wanted to, Brian, and order something. It will be ready within 24 minutes or less, or the Circuit City guys will hook you up with another $24 Circuit City gift card. So it's a guarantee. Hell, it takes you more than 24 minutes to find parking these days when you're out doing your holiday shopping. So check out WBCN.com and enter to win. Congratulations to Brian from North Reading from the Rock of Boston, 104.1.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone? Something unique that they'll remember forever. Why not show the world you really care by giving the one you love a hickey? Yes, a hickey. Because nothing says I love you quite like a hickey.
I remember my first hickey. I was so excited. It's all my friends could talk about for weeks.
It's a gift for all occasions. Your special someone will love a hickey. It goes with just about anything.
When I passed my driving test, my daddy gave me a deep purple hickey. It matched the upholstery in my first car. I really miss my dad.
No present is quite as versatile as a hickey. You can show it off to the world, or just keep it between you and that special someone.
I once got a hickey, and nobody knew. But I did, and it made me smile every time I thought of it. I'm smiling right now.
A hickey. The perfect gift for all occasions. Whether it's the holiday season, a birthday, or just to say, thanks for the cookies, Grandma. This year, stay away from mail order catalogs, TV, shopping malls, and the internet, and give the gift that's personal. Give a hickey. Because nothing says I love you quite like a hickey.
No, she's got street cred. You know how Oprah, she'll be...
Yeah, it's on just about everybody's Core 104 list. It's come into Adam 12 at WBCN.com. Nirvana's Nevermind CD in bloom on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. If you haven't emailed your top five favorites to Adam 12, I suggest you check out WBCN.com. New Year's Eve, we'll give you the Core 104 from the Rock of Boston, WBCN.
Where do I take?
On
Very important to celebrate diversity during the holiday seasons. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. You know you're important when the fact that you're pregnant becomes a press release. Gwen Stefani knocked up. We will now pause for the obligatory Bush joke to be made right here. And let's move on now. It's Linkin Park, 104.1 WBCN. It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Had a nice little 2005 for himself. Coming back around on acoustic tour sometime in 2006, Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters will be. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with it. 617-931-1041. You need anything, it's Neanderthal. Rolling you through 41 minutes of nonstop rock and the Rock of Boston, BCN. With a band who needs no introduction. I haven't had a chance to see the list, but I got to assume that both System of a Down CDs from this year would end up on your Core 104, or maybe, you know, some of their other stuff, Toxicity, whatever. That's your top five favorites are really what's going to make it up. That is Hypnotize, the title track on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, 617-931-1041. You want to rack up another 41-minute nonstop rock block? I can do that for you, I being Neanderthal. Some Rage Against the Machine on the way. Also, Tool. Yeah, very excited about that. As a matter of fact, Maynard is working on the soundtrack to the new Underworld CD. He's not working on the new Tool CD. He's working on the soundtrack to the new Underworld CD, which will be out sometime in January. Apparently, they're making a sequel to the Underworld movie, which wasn't all that bad. Kate Beckinsale? Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I also got this Santa sack to give away a little bit later on, so I should do that as well. And, of course, it is the holiday season, so why not a gift suggestion from me, Neanderthal, to you?
Oh, come and get the animal talk collar. Everyone loves an animal talk collar. Come and get the animal talk collar today.
Look at your pet. Look. He's saying something to you. What is it? Here, boy, try on an animal talk collar. Well, boy, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'd appreciate it if you'd stop violently raping me.
Well, I suppose it doesn't really matter what he has to say, just that he's talking.
And he gave this thing a male voice because he's gay.
Okay, don't want to wear the batteries down. Let's take it
off.
No, come here.
He shames me bald and get
rolls around in my hair.
Oh, come and get the animal talk collar. Everyone loves an animal talk collar. Come and get the animal talk collar today.
Hey, it's Hardy. And you know the saying, there's no guarantees in life? Well...
All right, time for one of Neanderthal's informal surveys. 617-931-1041. Let me know, who are bigger geeks? Lord of the Rings geeks? Chronicles of Narnia geeks? Harry Potter geeks? Or the intangible, the ace in the hole, if you will, the Star Trek geeks? I would just like to know, because it's a battle. It's like the Dave versus Sammy battle. You know what I mean? The Dick York, Dick Sargent battle. Pearl Jam now, 41 minutes nonstop rolls on the Rock of Boston, BCN. It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, and Nirvana's Dumb. I'm sure that's going to fit in somewhere in the core 104. Adam 12 going to be sort of counting them down, at least compiling them. Anyway, we don't want it to be a lame-ass countdown, but we do have to ask you for your top five of the core 104. Your top five artists of all time, you can email them to Adam 12. You can check out WBCN.com for more details. As on New Year's Eve, we'll hook you up with that. It's Neanderthal. Thank you very much for listening this afternoon. 617-931-1041. Still got to give away that Santa sack sometime between now and 7 o'clock. But I did ask a couple of minutes ago, who do you think the biggest geeks are? Is it the Lord of the Rings geeks, the Chronicle of Narnia geeks, the Harry Potter geeks, the Star Trek geeks? Which ones?
I'd have to say the Lord of the Rings geeks.
Lord of the Rings geeks? Why?
Because they're more outcast than the Star Trek geeks because there's more of them.
Can an argument be made, though, that if Robert Plant writes a song about it, they can't be that much of a geek?
That's a good point. Very good point.
Just wondering. I mean, if Zeppelin writes a song about the Lord of the Rings, how geeky can it be?
That's a good point. You know, it was a tough choice, but I have to say Lord of the
Rings. All right, I'm going to give one vote to the Lord of the Rings. Thanks, bro.
All right, thanks.
Later. BCN.
Hey, out of the list you mentioned, I think Star Trek has gotten beat, but you forgot to mention the Star Wars geeks.
Hey. Don't you badmouth Star Wars.
Remember the guy that camped out for like 9 months for tickets for the last...
Easy. You're treading in dangerous waters right now.
I'm just saying, I'm a Lord of the Rings geek, but I think the Star Wars guys have got them all beat.
Dirtiest line in the Star Wars movies of all time. You ready?
Yeah.
You guys came in that? You're braver than I thought.
Gotcha.
There you go. Gotcha. BCN.
Star Trek geeks, big time.
Star Trek geeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it only was a half convention.
Oh, we left out the KISS geeks.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
If you're going to bring conventions into this, you got to pull out the KISS geeks.
Absolutely.
Nice job. Thanks, man.
No problem.
BCN.
Hey, Neanderthal.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to call about the geeks question.
All right, what do you got?
I'm thinking the Star Trek. Anybody who likes Narnia or Lord of the Rings isn't really a geek, you know?
Why are they not geeks?
Huh?
Why are they not geeks if they like Lord of the Rings or Narnia?
How can you think that a half-man, half-beast is a geek or a hobbit compared to a guy with bones sticking out of his head, you know?
Are you trying to say that anybody that believes in hobbits is not a geek?
Yeah! You don't?
Sir, you have hairy feet, don't you?
You know I do.
And you're not tall enough to get on the cool rides at Six Flags, are you?
No.
You are a hobbit.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're the hobbit known as Dildo.
Oh.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood.
Hi, this is Keith Richards in Boston. Listen to WBCN.
It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, Coldplay and Talk. Those guys coming to Manchester, New Hampshire in April of 2006. You might want to go get your tickets now, maybe a nice little holiday gift giving. As a matter of fact, between now and 7 o'clock, I do have the Santa sack to give away, featuring one of those fathead deals, the Klingon big-ass Patriots thing that you can put on your wall and hang up in your football viewing room of choice, and also one of those Blue Heat deals that they put under the hood of your car, and it basically helps you warm your car up without starting the engine. I'll tell you how that works in a little bit and give you a chance to win that between now and 7 o'clock. But we continue on with our discussion on who the biggest geeks are.
Hey, Neanderthal.
What's up, man?
We're leaving out a whole group.
What group?
WWF.
Oh!
Biggest group of geeks I've ever seen.
Oh, WWF geeks. Let's take this back for a second. WWF geeks or WWE geeks?
Oh, yeah, okay, WWE geeks.
The reason why I mention that is because at one point, wrestling tried to pretend like it was real.
Right.
So when you thought it was real, does that make you a geek? Because now that you know it's bullshit... and you still watch it.
Definitely worse.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that will argue to the death that it's real, and he gets pissed when you make fun of him.
Which part of Vince McMahon coming out and saying it's not real did he not understand?
Oh, I don't know. He refuses to believe it.
Great.
Delusion.
Tell him to put the one tooth he has left in his head under his pillow tonight, and hopefully I'll leave him a dollar.
All right.
Later.
Later.
Ho, ho, ho. Gather on the radio, kids. It's the holidays. And now we present another letter to St. Dick.
Dear Santa, what do you do the other 364 days of the year? Are you making toys? Your friend Thomas.
Dear Thomas, all the toys get made in Guatemala.
Chili Peppers on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. It's Neanderthal, 617-931-1041. I'll take caller 14 right now and hook you up with Santa's sack to celebrate the holidays. I'll give you a fat head, plus the blue heat system, some DVDs, some CDs, put it all together, and it's holiday gift giving from the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. The great legendary Ramones on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. Of course, I want to be sedated. The Ramones home in New York, CBGB, is going to be closing sometime around Halloween of 2006, so you might want to get that road trip underway as soon as humanly possible. It's Neanderthal. Told you a little bit about Maynard's other side project, not this one, but the other one. It's called Pussifer, and The Undertaker is the name of the track that's going to be on the new Underworld soundtrack coming up after the first of the year. Congratulations to Jim in Saugus. He won himself a Santa sack, courtesy of The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Your chance to win could be coming, oh, any moment. It's Judith now on BCN. Killers on the Rock of Boston, Mr. Brightside. Happy thoughts. All right, maybe a little bit of depression can set in as well. 617-931-1041 if you'd like. Pink Floyd, clean it out. Get it ready for the holidays. It's the Rock of Boston, BCN.
But you were hearing a different song.
It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, the White Stripes, and Denial Twist from Get Behind Me, Satan. Some stuff from the White Stripes as get ready to kick off another 41-minute nonstop rock block. It's Neanderthal getting out of the way. I believe Juanita will be taking you through the rest of your Tuesday evening festivities. She's got some Green Day on the way, also some Dennis Leary music for the Christmas people, some Stain music as well. I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon, same time. With any luck, and Hardy and Hamilton wake up Boston again tomorrow, continuing with the clues. The clues have been coming fast and furious about where the Xbox is. Lots of people trying to figure out how to get an Xbox 360, courtesy of Hardy and Hamilton in the mornings right here at WBCN. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, I got nothing, pretty much.
Hey.
I used to live in Swampscott, actually.
It's David Lee Roth.